ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، before I continue, there is two vehicles that is parked here at the bottom. A Toyota Corolla, a blue one, and a Conquest, a blue one. Just here in front of the door at the bottom of the stairs. Those, whoever is the driver of those two vehicles, please move your car and park it on the side. Wherever you are sitting, inshallah, just see that you keep the brother's place. Those two vehicles that is there at the bottom, please try to move them for me. Just put them on the side. The rest of the yard has been blocked off already. Respected elders, love brothers, it is indeed the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat gives us life. Allah is the one who keeps us on the face of the earth. And when the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, that will be the day when we will be leaving the face of the earth. There is nobody, there is nothing, there is no power, there is no might that can stop the soul from departing from the body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the 27th juz of the Holy Quran that what do you have to say about the time when everybody is standing around the person who is leaving this world and the angel of death is busy removing the body from that, removing the soul from that body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives mankind, Allah gives science, Allah gives whoever and whoever it is, the scientists, the machinery, the equipment, the technology, the whatever. Allah ta'ala says, تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are truthful in your claim of power, then put the soul back in the body. Put the soul back into the body if you can do it. We stood by the side of the dying beds of many a person. There is not somebody in the masjid who can say that they have not experienced this in their lifetime. Love brothers, we've stood by the side of people who were to leave this world and there was nothing we could do about it. No matter how much love you had for that person, no matter how much respect you had for that person, no matter how much you needed that person on the face of the earth, it was the decree of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that was the end of it all. Nothing was going to change it. Love brothers, today I prepared a talk as far as jealousy is concerned, but we are faced with a different setup and scenario. As we can see there at the back, the hearse is pitching up and they are going to be bringing the janaza into the masjid. So my mind is confused of my topic. So, beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a certain amount of time on the face of the earth. That time has to be spent correctly. That time has to be spent correctly. Okay, I will tell you, the janaza is of the uncle who used to sit there at the back somewhere in the Jummah. He have white hair and a small white beard. And he wear long white kurta normally. Tadula from at the bottom of the road. He passed away this morning and inshallah will be making his salat after the salatul Jumu'ah. Beloved brothers, this is the reality of life. A time will come when we are able to sit and do as we please. Allah gives us that rope and a time comes when that rope is pulled back and it is finished. Some time back I said that we will speak about this, so we might as well discuss some part of it already now. Love brothers, it is mentioned that at the time of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the pain of death was of that type of severity, that type of severity, whereby Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the angel of death, that is this a pain which every one of my ummah is going to experience at the time of death? So the angel of death replied, O Nabi of Allah, it is going to be like this for each and everyone. the pain that is experienced at the time of death. Nabi alayhi salam then turned around to the angel and said, then okay, take the pain of my ummah and give it to me. Take the pain of my ummah and give it to me. And the reply was, that is not going to be possible. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how it is going to be faced by everybody. My brothers, when your soul is being taken out of your body, right? Before that, the few seconds, we don't know, we can't see it. Allah has taken that, the scene of it away from us. Allah has taken the scene of what happens at the time of death away from the living. We are not able to see what is happening. Because by Allah it is mentioned that if you are able to see what is happening to one dying person, there is no one who will transgress the order and command of Allah on the face of the earth. Beloved brothers, when the angels of death approach, when they approach, then the veils that is kept in front of your eyes, whereby the malaika are kept away from your sight, those veils are removed. And then you see them approaching from a distance. You see them when they are reaching from after the last heaven, and they are approaching to come and remove the soul from the body. It is then mentioned what we've heard from one of the pious ulama that have passed away in the few years ago. I think it is Mawlana Saad, who is Amir of the Jamaat. His father, when he, just before he passed away, they were sitting in Mashwara inside the masjid. And they were discussing something and he stopped talking. And he mentioned and he said that, I have been waiting for you to come a very long time already. And within the next few seconds he collapsed and he passed away. Right, this is from what we've heard about as far as the loving and the pious is concerned. Now imagine the situation of a man who didn't know the malaika is going to come to him. What is his condition going to be like in his heart? One thing that I must mention on this, that when you go to make the ghusl of a person, right, there are some people who you see a smile on his face, some people we say they got noor in on his face, it is that which we hope Allah Ta'ala has accepted from his a'mal of his life. But beloved brothers, the reality of the matter is, don't look at the body and think, you know what, this guy struggled and he died. You don't know what happened. There are two ways that the ruh leaves the body. The one way is, like the ulama mentioned, it is like taking a silk cloth and throw it over a rose bush. Once the thorns have placed itself within the cloth, you then now pull the cloth away. The only thing that comes out is threads. There is no whole cloth that is left. That is the one way that the ruh leaves the body. The other way that is mentioned about the way in which the ruh leaves the body of the pious is like taking a piece of hair out of dough, simple to snatch it away and take it away. That is the two ways that the ruh leaves the body. There is the time when the soul leaves the body of a person who is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last thing the body tells the soul is, may the curse of Allah be upon you, because you were instructed to guide me to do certain things and you did not do so. And the ruh of a pious person leaves the body and the body tells the ruh that, may the mercy of Allah descend upon you, because that which was entrusted upon you, you have used it correctly. Beloved brothers, now the person is lying, sitting, whatever the case might be, his position doesn't make a difference. The angels of death approach. It is mentioned at that time, for those who are pious, may Allah make us from amongst them. The angel of death, he sits by the head of the person, and he then starts to calm him down. He calms his whole system down, telling him, instructing him to recite the kalima la ilaha illallah, or at least to say the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man kana awwala kalamihi la ilaha illallah, that person whose first words was la ilaha illallah and his last words was la ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah. There's no problem ahead for that type of a person. May Allah make us from amongst those people. Beloved brothers, Again, if a person is in a coma and then he died, you don't know what his last words was. If the person is by his senses and he died, you still don't know what his last words are. Why? Because it is not physically the mouth that is required to speak at that time. At that point in time, it is the ruh that is giving an answer to the angels, which is both hidden from us. And wallahi, by Allah, it is the truth that the soul is coming out of the body, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are asking you about the soul. That was 1400 years ago. Allah ta'ala replied, قُلْ سَيَوْ مُحَمَّدْ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. The soul is from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And we haven't given you knowledge excepting a very little bit. 1400 years later, and still going another 1400 years on, and how many ever 100 years on further from here. But there is nobody who is going to figure out what is going on as far as the ruh is concerned. Isn't it? Today medicine is advanced. This morning they were discussing on the scientist show that they are busy, they're taking the genetics of an animal and they want to grow a piece of meat. They grow a piece of meat from, I don't know, whatever, inside a piece of bowl. Inside a bowl, they grow a piece of meat. This is what they're doing. But the ruh, who's got the answer for it? No one. Only Allah Rabbul Izzat knows what is going on. And why? It is the ruh. The ruh is the order and the command of Allah. So when Allah commands it, come back, it's going to come back, and there's nothing that's going to stop it. They say that they can put you in a freezer and wake you up after 2,000 years. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. It is the command of Allah. It is that command which brings about everything in your system to life. So beloved brothers, while the angels are sitting there around the person that is about to leave the face of the earth, it is mentioned that the angel of death, for those who are present in the salat every day in the masjid, the angel of death himself will remind you to say the kalima la ilaha illallah. You are afraid. You will naturally be afraid. You never saw an angel in your life. You never saw one in your life, and now suddenly you're seeing all of them in front of you. You are going to be afraid. But he will be there to remind you. Why? Because he has mentioned, it is mentioned that in every masjid, for every salat, Allah Ta'ala has given him this, whereby he is present for every salat with jamaat. And it is mentioned that in every salat, the angel of death wipes his hand across your face. And he tells you, I know you better than what you know yourself. And he tells you, I've been doing it to you since the day you were born. Every day, that angel wipes his hand across your face. So beloved brothers, you can't do what we do with the metro. I know one or two of the metro guys is here. But you can't do with him what you do. What, you know, give the guy something by the window. Put the money inside the ID and give him. Not gonna work. He knows your reality from the day you were born until the day he has come on the command of Allah to come and fetch you. Now brothers, when that ruh leaves the body, when the ruh leaves the body, it is placed into a kafan if it was that ruh of the pious person. The kafan is a white silk cloth from Jannah. How we put all the stuff into the kafan, you know, they make all the smelling stuff to smell nice. The things that is placed in that kafan is from the portions of musk of Jannah. The portions of musk of Jannah. Allah give us that we also see this type of thing. And this ruh is then enshrouded and it is taken up, to given the chance to make sajda in front of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the time of which janazah has approached. Then the ruh is brought back to the face of the earth. The person witnesses, whoever has taken part in the ghusl, the person witnesses, whoever has taken part in the Salatul Janazah, the person witnesses, whoever is present at the time when they are laying him in the grave. There is much detail that is attached around it, but because of the janazah we are going to be stopping here. So inshallah we will do the khutbah and then we will perform the salat, and after the salat immediately we are going to perform the salatul janazah inshallah.